Well, it's Christmas time, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for another episode of Sid and Bart's This Damn House. Bart McAllister, and with me, and my longtime friend and helper, Sid Gurney.
Well, I'm really excited, Bart, because today we're going to show people how to decorate their homes for Christmas.
That's right. Today we're going to turn this termite-infested piece of into a winter wonderland. First thing we do is go to the hardware store.
Well, won't you need a list, Bart?
Well, yeah, I'd need a list if I was a panty-waisted little girl like you, Gurney. Yeah, we'll get used to it. What we need is a power stapler, some lights, a manger scene complete with wise men, a couple of mules, Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. Unless, of course, you belong to any splinter religions that didn't believe God had any kids.
Oh, excuse me, boys. I've been out here ringing this bell all day. You think you could spare a few minutes from your busy shopping to part with a couple of dollars for the boys down at the orphanage?
Oh, out of my way, fat ass, before they're sold out of Jesus.
Oh, Bart, you shot Santa.
That's not Santa. The key, Gurney, is to stay focused. Yeah, here's the staple gun. Yeah, you go grab some lights.
Okay. Oh, look, Bart, my favorite. The twinkly kind. I remember as a young lad.
Oh, you partial to the twinkly kind, are you, Gurney?
Yeah, the ones that blink.
That's
I love
interesting. Them. Will you hand me that post, old digger?
Well, this one right here?
Yeah. There'll be no blinking lights in my block, Gurney. Pick up those non-blinking lights in a weatherproof nativity scene, and I'll show you something heavenly.
Later that day.
You know, Bart, it's important when we're putting up our lights that we're extra careful and that we take our time.
Get up that ladder, Gurney, before I split your lip with this frankincense.
I don't feel safe on this ladder, Bart.
Oh, that's understandable. Yeah. Let me just anchor you a bit with these power staples.
Those are going to fester, Bart.
Gurney, get your panty-clad little ass down here and build that manger scene. Or I'll whip you into a girly dance with these weatherproof wise men. Yeah. Well, get to work.
Guys, this manger scene's in 100 pieces. I hope you saved the receipt. I think they shorted us a camel.
What is this delicious Christmas treat I'm munching on?
Well, I'm missing a wingnut for the Virgin Mary, too.
Reminds me of those exotic pistachio nuts I bought from a whore in Korea. You're tied to life.
Oh, my God, Bart, what are you doing? Those aren't pistachios. You're eating the leaves off the deadly poinsettia. Those things are poisonous.
Bullshit.
They'll make you blind.
Hey, things are getting blurry. My God, Joseph's got two heads. Gurney. I'm blind!
Oh, you're okay, Bart. Stand still. I'll help you.
God, why me? Wait a minute, Gurney. It's a miracle. I hear the sweet voices of angels. The Christmas stars turning the sky a brilliant orange.
No, Bart, you're wrong. Those are cops.
Don't move. We know you shot Santa. We've got you surrounded.
Cops? Do you smell what I smell? Oink, oink, oink. Take that, Porky. Yes. Yeah. Oh, fine. Yeah. Shoot a blind man.
Hurry, Bart. Duck behind this ass in the manger.
Stand up and take a bullet like a man, Gurney. Queer me on this most holy of holy days.
Tune in next week for another exciting episode of
Sid and Bart's This Damn House. Merry Christmas from me, Bart McAllister.
And me, Sid Gurney. Ouch!